It's Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber's job to pore over the numbers and figure out how to make state funding stretch when educating each child costs about four times what the state funds. This year, as Hauber explains, the district will educate far more students than projected due to unexpected growth in the district.
For this school year, we were expecting about 110 additional students into the school system, and we're pushing about 150 additional students. So school enrollment is projected right now to be around 4,776, or at least based on Friday's registrations.
District officials and the school board will prepare for how to handle that growth at Tuesday's meeting.
Once we get through the registration season and we go through what we call our physical student count, so we'll actually see how many students are in the classrooms and then make projections from there as to what that enrollment will be for the year, and then go back to our ratios and make sure that we have the appropriate staffing levels for each of the classes.
That typically, however, happens well into the school year after some classes have bulged far beyond where the district and, foremost, the teachers would like them. Growth isn't easy to grapple with and ends up costing the district money because the state funding only supports 25% to 30% of the cost of educating each student.
The state legislature provides us money through what's called the minimum school program, and there's a formula called the weighted pupil unit. So every student that comes to the school receives from the state legislature about $2,800. We, on average, spend about $10,000 per student. So that difference of $7,000 needs to be made up locally, either through property tax or through grants from, like, the foundation or things like that. And so that's the situation we're in. We have 150 more students. We know we're going to get 2,800 to 3,000, and we need 10. And so that's what puts us into the situation of talking about raising property taxes.
The school board will hold a truth and taxation hearing on September 2nd. Hauber says that tax increase is the second increase in 2 years.
That tax increase was designed to fund about four or five years out. So we're looking at a longer timeline. And then our enrollment increases of over 200 students last year, and now even seeing an additional 150 students at this point this year are causing pressures on the budget. We also had our three-year compensation agreement with our licensed professionals, and that had features in it that raised costs a little bit higher than we had anticipated. So when you take those two together, there's a need for about $3 million for this upcoming school year to bring us through.
That's Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber. The school board meets Tuesday at 4 p.m. at the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. Public comment is taken at 5:30 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.